Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Thursday. This podcast is presented to you by Franzia, our favorite wine to drink this summer. We've been telling you guys every single podcast for the past few months that you need to be drinking Franzia, the best wine to be drinking right now. Like I always say, why are you going to get two bottles at the store, two or three bottles? You're going to run out eventually. Just get the Franzia box that has 6.5 bottles in one place. You will never run out. You'll be drinking it. You won't even know you got through 6.5 bottles. And you know what? What's better than that right now? What else are you doing right now? So go get Franzia. My favorite type is the Pinot Grigio. Obviously, like a nice white wine in the summer, add some ice in it. Tastes delicious.
You're so right, Rhea. That Pinot Grigio with some ice. It sounds good. I know that's it's really not the Italian way, but we'll ignore that because sometimes it needs a little refreshing. They have types. They have every variety of wine that you could ever want. If you like red, they have reds. If you like white, they have all the whites. If you like rosé, they got the rosé. And it's all delicious. You can even get the little juice boxes to take on the go. Great for the beach. And like Rhea said, the boxes are fantastic. It's great for just sitting outside on a beautiful day and enjoying some Franzia.
Bars. Fran, it sounded like you were rapping at one point when you said white wine, they got that. Red wine, they have that. Rosé, they got
that. They got it.
Yep. Yep, every single type, they have it. It is Wednesday, August 26th. Ooh, don't we hate the sound of that? A late August number. I don't like that. It definitely does not feel like it is the end of August. I mean, I say this every day. I'm just like, what is life? You look back, it feels like it's March still. Like, we've just been like, what is going on? August? It's almost fall. The weather outside, it's crisp. I could wear a long sleeve shirt with shorts. I love that weather.
For a second, I thought you were going to say frightful.
No,
the weather outside, it's frightful.
I wish I said that. That would have been way better. Now I regret that.
No, it is definitely getting to be that end, which is weird because it is still very warm, but you're getting a little bit of the, like you said, crisper nights. Today's my dad's birthday. Happy birthday to my dad. He doesn't listen to the show. I don't think he's ever listened once, but my mom will tell him I said happy birthday. Oh no,
happy birthday.
He has listened before. I do. That is not true. He has listened with my mom, but I know my mom will listen. So then she can tell him that we gave him a little birthday shout out.
Thank God, because I do not know how John Mariano would go.
Oh, I don't know. How could he have possibly
wish him happy birthday in this podcast?
I know.
Torn up about it. So
yep.
Happy birthday. Yep. My favorite person to get high with, even though it was one time.
Yeah.
Friends.
There'll be plenty of more opportunity.
Hopefully.
Yep. Yep. The time will come. The time will come.
Thank God. Well, you know what? Not much going on this week. Well, there is, but we'll get to it. I'm saying intro-wise, you know, our lives. I've got, you know, I've been doing the same thing every day. It's starting to feel like Groundhog's Day. And I absolutely hate it. You guys know this. Yeah. I say it all the time. Like, I just can't take waking up and doing the same thing and just being in my apartment. It's driving me nuts, but it is what it is.
Yep, I'm with you. I just want to say that, you know, it's been a sad week for me and my family, but I got a lot of really nice messages from a lot of our listeners, which was really, really nice. And people have been really great. So that's great. But you're right, Rhea. Like, it's definitely feeling repetitious.
Yeah, repetitive.
Yeah, yeah. Though I do think that come September, I will probably move back to my apartment. I mean, the poor apartment is just there alone. It needs some TLC. And I feel like, you know, eventually I should probably move out of my boyfriend's mom's house. Maybe one day.
Maybe one day. No rush, but I would enjoy having you back in the city.
Yeah, I would enjoy being back in the city. You know, there's been a lot of is New York City dead forever conversation. You know, if you saw Jerry Seinfeld's piece that he wrote as well, you know, kind of arguing against that. New York City will never die. I firmly believe that. It's going to have its downs, that's for sure, because it's definitely going to be tough. Places are closing. It's sad to see, but, and obviously like apartments, people are moving out of their apartments, but that city will always come back. Always.
Yeah, I feel like New York City will never be dead. It's New York City. The one thing that I will say is an upside is that I look at apartments every single day online, even though I can't move for another 11 months because I signed a lease. The prices are going to go way down. And yeah, I find that very enjoyable for the next time I move. That is one thing I'll say.
Yeah. Which could be very different 11 months from now.
It could, in 11 months from now, it could go way back up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just never have a feeling it may go down. And yeah, I'm holding on to that. I'm holding on to it. A girl can get excited.
There's definitely, I know all my friends have been kind of looking at places because this is the time where a lot of leases end at the end of the summer. People have to renew or find a new spot. So it's definitely a lot going on apartment-wise in New York. Rhea, I want to talk to you about something because I haven't really talked about it too much on the show, but I've been watching The Real Housewives from the beginning because I never really watched every episode like from the start, like binged it. And every time we have a housewife on the show, I get very familiar with them. I read about them and, you know, I watch a few episodes of what's currently going on. But the past ones, I have not seen. So, like, Beverly Hills, I just finished all the seasons. And, season 9, I had watched a lot of it already before I started from the beginning. But I watched from the beginning, all the way caught up, all the way, you know, to the ready for the finale. This comes out, you know, Thursday, so Wednesday night was the finale. And so once I finished Beverly Hills, I was like, I love these ladies. This is fantastic. Which do I start now? And I've watched a bunch of New York City episodes like here or there because we've had them on the show. And obviously big news that Dorinda, rumor has it that she was fired. I don't know if that's true or not, but I feel like Bravo is ready to make some big changes with New York City. I think the newcomer, Leah, like is ready to kind of like fuck shit up and bring more of her friends and maybe a more diverse cast to Real Housewives in New York City. But anyway, I started in New Jersey and I have truly never watched these early seasons of New Jersey. My God, it's crazy. It's like nothing I've ever seen. I can't believe I had never watched it.
I have told you in the past that Real Housewives of New Jersey was the best Real Housewives, in my opinion. I go back and forth with Beverly Hills and New Jersey because I do think Beverly Hills hit its peak at some point. I haven't been watching now, even though I know the drama is really good. I've caught some recent episodes, but I feel like
it's been so good.
I feel like when Lisa Vanderpump was on and Lisa and Kyle were best friends were some of the best episodes, in my opinion. But with New Jersey, the drama was just so strong that my family was obsessed with it. Like, we would sit down, we'd watch it every week together. Like, we fully emerged ourselves, either one.
Both work, I think.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Into the family dynamic of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like, when Teresa flips the table in the early seasons, it's one of the best TV episodes of all time.
It was, and maybe it's just like because we both can be, you know, hot tempered Italians and our families can be like that, but I mean, not table flipping, but like calling, like the Beverly Hills, it always gets intense, and they do yell at each other, but it's much less like straight up, like you are garbage, you stupid fucking bitch.
You fucking whore. I hope you and your family die. Like, that's the way, like, they speak to each other.
I'm watching the second season, and I'm like, these people are like, threatening each other's lives. There's legitimate threats. We're bringing around ex-cons. We've got guns. Yep. We're threatening people. I'm like, this is madness. This is all happening in Franklin Lakes. It's like one of the nicest places in New Jersey. I'm like, what is going on?
Well, you know, it's...
I can't believe I never watched.
It's insane that you haven't watched because you're from New Jersey.
I know.
First of all. But also, I think that Mob Wives happened because of Real Housewives of New Jersey. Like, if I remember correctly, sure. I think that Mob Wives became a show because of Real Housewives of New Jersey, because it has mobby vibes to it. Like, there's definitely, like, well, yeah, you know, you within the family.
When, yes. And obviously, they vehemently deny that. And I watched, you know, the season one reunion, yes. And Caroline was getting very upset. But when Christopher is like, I want to be the head of strip clubs and car washes, like, that's the mob. Like,
that's Tony Soprano.
You want to be Tony Soprano. Like, you want to be the head of car washes and strip clubs? Oh my God. And on top of that, I don't know if you remember this, Rhea, but I was peeing my pants. Season one, the ladies go to Atlantic City. And 9 years later, however many years it's been, we took that exact same trip. Like, the ladies were like, all right, here we are at the water club. And like, they're in the lobby and everything. And I'm like, oh my God, this is the trip we went on. And then they're gambling, they're out. And then where do they go? The Japanese restaurant that we went to for dinner. And they're like, this new place, it just opened. It's so good. And they're like in the restaurant. I'm like, oh my God, we took this exact trip.
That's insane. I don't remember that from season one. It's been literally, like you said, like 9, 10 years.
It's like 2009, that year. And I was like, wow, we took that exact same trip. They're at the Borgata, the water club. They're going to the same restaurant.
I feel like 2009 was a bad year for New Jersey, because you had Jersey Shore and you had Real Housewives of New Jersey. And
that's why
The residents of New Jersey were pissed at how they were being represented.
I know. I was. And this is the thing. Like, I watched Jersey Shore because that was impossible not to watch. It really was.
One of the best reality shows of all time.
Yeah.
If not the best.
And it was easy. Yeah, and it was easy to dismiss that as, like, there's so many beautiful places in the Jersey Shore. This is one town. Like, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't represent the whole Jersey Shore. But to have that, like, double whammy, and, like, I remember seeing the previews for Real Housewives of New Jersey and being like, I'm not watching this shit. Like,
you thought you were above the Real Housewives of New Jersey, and now you're like, you know what?
Now I'm like, not... what was I doing?
You were missing out on some primetime TV.
Thought I was trying to defend my state. Meanwhile, I was missing out on some iconic reality TV moments. I could not believe it. Danielle Staub is one of the craziest human beings I've ever seen on television.
The show is just too good. I can't wait for you to get, because you're not even up to when Melissa Gorga joins the show.
No, and I'm like on season two, episode six.
Things just, I mean, they get worse and worse and worse on that show. Like, and then they get better.
It's also just great because they're all related.
Yes.
Like, no, none of the other housewives are, like,
family,
they're
matters.
All related. They're family. Like, they have to communicate. It's not like Beverly Hills, where when LVP is done and she thinks all the women hate her, she just quits the show. Like, yes, these women can quit the show, but they're still in the family.
I think the difference between, say, Beverly Hills and Real Housewives of New Jersey, and we talked a little bit about this before, the way they fight, I think I realized that Beverly Hills, they will fight up until it's about to go too far. And then they cut it off. They walk away. They're like, I am not going
Family
to say.
Family is off limits.
I'm not going to say what I want to say right now. Real Housewives of New Jersey, they say what they want to say and then some. Like, the camera still is rolling and there's still 30 minutes left in the episode, because they just pop off.
They do. And the kids are all involved.
Like, oh my God. And you know what?
Normally other shows, they're like, the kids are off limits. The kids are very much involved.
That's an Italian family. Like, if you about the amount of fights my family has gotten into, and my mom or my dad will turn to me and be like, Maria, who do you think is where? Okay, they don't talk like that. Like, I just impersonated my parents as if they talk that way, and they absolutely don't at all. So I think that's just because people impersonate my parents in that voice, but they don't sound that way. But they would turn to me and be like, who do you think's right? Who do you think's right? And I'm like, I'm just a child. Like, why are you asking me who's right now?
I know. It's just, I'm really enjoying it. Like, Teresa bringing Gia to all of her auditions and trying to, like, get rid of her New Jersey accent. It's just so
That funny. Was literally me as a child. Like, my parents would be like, you have to watch this episode. Like, Gia is trying to get rid of her accent like you are, because I had to get rid of my Long Island accent when I was younger. I went to a speech pathologist, although I still do it often because I don't care anymore. But, yeah, they were just like, look, it's so relatable.
Oh, man. And it's obviously, it's a whole nother experience watching from the beginning when you know, like, shit hits the fan later. You know, like, knowing all the stuff that we know about Teresa and Joe and everything, and watching these early seasons, it's like, damn. They didn't know what was coming for them.
But they did, low-key, because behind the scenes, they were committing fraud.
Oh, yeah. 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 That is very true. It was all an act.
Yep.
But it is quite, quite entertaining. It took me a pretty long time to get through all of Beverly Hills. So we'll see how long it takes me to get up to date with New Jersey. And then I think New York will have to be after that.
Yeah, that's a good way to go. I feel like those
now
are top
I'm committed.
Three.
I'm like, I'm going to have to keep watching, because it is good. And you know, me and Kelly text, Kelly's our talent booker at Barstool. We have been texting about Beverly Hills. She's been trying to get me to watch New York for forever. And she's always like, we got to get Rhea back on Beverly Hills, because we got to all be talking about Denise and Brandy.
The thing with Beverly Hills is, like, I catch it when it's on, like when I'm watching TV and I'm sitting there and I see it's on, then I watch it. And then I know what's going on right now, but I just haven't, I'm going to watch the finale, because I feel like I'm going to be on Long Island and my parents will be watching the finale.
Oh, they'll totally be watching
I'll be watching the finale. Like,
if
you guys,
you got to watch, you got to watch
my parents are.
Too.
Like, not just my mom. Like, my mom and my dad love every single Real Housewives. It's actually sickening.
It's amazing. It's so good.
Speaking of reality TV, we're going to be talking about it a lot this episode. So I think we should get into the topics. We will be talking about the Siesta Key finale and reunion. A lot of juicy stuff happening. We're also going to be talking about the return of Love Island US. Gigi Hadid also posted pregnancy photos on her Instagram that are absolutely beautiful. Bella Thorne is making a fucking fuck ton of money through OnlyFans. We won't reveal the number just yet. You have to listen to the segment. It's insane. And Jamie Lynn Spears was named trustee of Britney Spears' riches. Very interesting development in this Free Britney case. So let's get into it, starting off with Siesta Key. Siesta Key finale and reunion aired Tuesday night, and let's just say things popped off. I did not know all of this shit was happening in their lives, but oh my god, they have done a complete 180 in all of their lives. Like, what is even going on? I mean, I could run down the list of a few things that we've realized towards the end of the finale last night and the reunion.
It's Brandon, crazy because...
Brandon is a full-on father. He's going to be a father of a child. Madison, engaged. going to be marrying Ish, lives with him in LA. Mm-hmm. I can't even believe that sentence is coming out of my mouth. Kelsey has a boyfriend that no one even knew about this entire time. Not even a little inkling.
Yeah. Kelsey was with the Tiger King.
Yeah. This human being with this long hair that who would have ever seen him coming. And Juliet is living with this rich man, Sam, that was a part of their friend group. And I just can't wrap my head around BG being a father. I'm still trying to get past that. Meanwhile, all this other shit is happening.
Yeah. So I will say that I did a pretty good job keeping up with Siesta Key this season. I have not watched the last two episodes. Obviously I saw a lot of clips from them because I did watch the full reunion, and that's where all the juicy stuff happened. Like, I feel like this big fight between Kelsey and Juliet about Sam, in the finale, they talked about in the reunion, and also Madison having this birthday party that it was actually a goodbye party, they talked about as well. But BG, we saw him. It looked like he was going to be moving in with Camilla. She was so excited. First of all, Camilla looked like Cinderella on the reunion. She looked so beautiful. And then, and BG looked like shit. Like, and that's not to pile on to him, but you could tell that he's clearly going through a lot. It looks like he hasn't been sleeping. Like, and he said that 10 months ago, he slept with a girl. And Camilla thinks that he was with this girl for 5 months while they were dating. He says they weren't. He says he doesn't even really know her. Camilla says that's not true because they talked, but who knows? He gets this girl pregnant. She has the baby. And so now he is a straight up father and he's in California. I'm guessing the baby is in Florida because Camilla kept telling him, you know, you got to deal with your problems. They're in Florida. They're not in California. But that kid, he looked stressed.
BG looked absolutely defeated. Like, watching this finale, and you know, everyone on the show basically started crying during the reunion because
they no
saw
one knew.
How defeated, no one knew, and they also saw how defeated he looked. Like, he was sitting there with his head down, looking like he couldn't even look anyone in the eye. He couldn't believe that he didn't tell anybody. He just can't fathom the life that he is living at this point. That's kind of the vibe I got from BG. And then Amanda was like, you know, you got to step up and be a father for this kid. And then he was like, you know, I don't want anyone to think I'm going to be like an absentee father. Like, I'm going to try and be in this kid's life. And everyone was like, no, we're not saying that. We're just telling you that you like need to be aware that you are a father. But then it got kind of awkward and sad because he started talking about how he doesn't know this girl. And he just seemed very confused and flustered. Like, he wants to be in the kid's life, but he doesn't know the girl. So I kind of got the vibe that as of right now, he's not necessarily in the kid's life that much. Like, I'm confused because I feel like he's very confused and I just don't know what he's going to do. I feel like he needs to figure his shit out before thinking about being on like reality TV anymore. Like, I think if BG takes a break from Siesta Key, if that show continues on, it's probably a good thing because this kid has to figure out his life. Like, he's juggling too many things at once.
Yeah. Right. It seemed like he was saying, you know, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be a part of this child's life. But it does not seem like he's necessarily at that point right now. Hopefully he does get to that point. He did say, you know, he has the support of his family and his friends. And, you know, Garrett had a nice little always, you know, always be here for you, bro, kind of situation. But it was something that obviously nobody was expecting. Everybody was absolutely shocked, including Camilla, who I felt so bad for because what a terrible, terrible place to be in for this poor girl.
She knew. Camilla knew, though.
Oh, no. I know. I'm not saying she found out on the show. I'm saying, no, she knew already. I'm saying just in general, what a terrible place to be in, like, because you thought you were moving in with this guy. Clearly now you're not. Now you're addressing it on TV and Brandon is still telling you that he loves you and that he messed, you know, he's like,
right.
I still love you. Like, I love you, Camilla. I was the best girlfriend I ever had. And she just, it was just a disaster. Cause this is not like the first time that he cheated on Camilla. So I don't know. It's,
if I was Camilla, I would, and I feel like it's hard for people to realize it in this situation. There are so many people out there, like, no offense to BG.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe he's not the one. Because, first of all, it sounds like he, you know, he cheated on her straight up because he was with her and then all of a sudden he had a child. And if he's done this before, he's not going to be loyal to you. Now, like, you, maybe him being on his own right now and figuring out his shit and figuring out things with this girl that he got pregnant and trying to be a father to this kid is what he needs. Moving in with Camilla and getting that relationship back and started is just, I feel like, not the way to go.
Oh, no. I don't think Camilla is taking him back at all. He's got a lot to figure out. So, I don't know. And Chloe said that all the girls have to stand behind Camilla. They're there to support Brandon, obviously, but he fucked up and they got to be on Camilla's side, which is fair. But that was definitely the bigger bombshell from the reunion. And I really felt bad for Brandon because he did look like he is in a bad place right now. And then obviously the other one was Madison is engaged. She moved to LA with Ish and Ish proposed and they are getting married and she's very happy and in love. And congrats.
I'm just not buying it. Congrats them. You know, they're happy, but I just, I can't say that I think this is a good thing.
Look, we will never understand that relationship. We'll just never understand it, which is fine.
I think it's weird. Like, I'm sorry. I just think it's weird. And I know that may sound mean and you're like supposed to just be like, oh yes, you know, be with whoever you want. But the way it all went down just doesn't sit right for me. I'm just like, you know, he's way older. He made her move to LA and, you know, I'm not saying he didn't make her. She willingly moved
there.
Yeah,
she wants to be an actress.
Right, but I got the vibe that she didn't want to move there for, you know, I mean, in the finale, right. Like, she didn't seem like LA was the place she wanted to be and he just wasn't budging. And I feel like he really was rushing Madison into things because he's older and I feel like she still has this whole life to live and she's so young, but she's really just rushing her life away with Ish, who was the producer of her show. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just feel like there's other options out there. I know that if you love
I know.
Someone,
it's just what
someone,
she wants to do, though.
I get it. But
like, she wants to get married. She wants to have babies. That's what she wants to do. It's just...
Oh, that's just crazy.
You know, it's
just crazy.
It's not what we
want to comprehend.
It's not what we want to do, but that is what she wants to do. So I would not be surprised if she is pregnant in the very near future because I feel like, and that's where it's even backwards too, because, you know, Ish is older. So you think, oh, Ish, he's the older one, wants to have kids. It didn't even really seem like Ish was in a rush to have kids. It seemed like Madison was very much like, I want to have babies. And he was like, oh, we got time to talk about that. But she is the one that really wants that. So
she's actually a little bit older than I thought. She's 25.
She's my age.
46 years old. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
25 and 46. I just, listen,
I know.
They seem happy, but it's not.
If they move back to Florida, it'll be very Florida. It'll work because, you know,
I feel like
it works
it's very LA.
Yeah. It also works when you're like, well, I'm thinking like where my parents are. My mom's always like, you know, it's nice because I get it. You know, when you're 40 and you marry someone that's 60, it's not as crazy. You're kind of maybe in the same place, but when you're 60 and he's 80, you know, that can be very, very hard. So if they stay together forever, that's the road they'll be on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Congrats to them. Like we said, we just don't feel that way, but she loves him. They're in love.
So
Ish and Madison are in love, everyone. Let's shout it from the rooftop.
They're getting
Get up on a mountain and shout about Madison and Ish being in love and how their relationship is totally going to last. Moving on to Kelsey, who has a new boyfriend. Her and Garrett are completely done. They closed those doors. They got the closure they needed. Garrett was with training some girl. It was a problem all season. Yeah. And now Kelsey's happy with somebody else.
Exactly. I really hoped that Kelsey and Garrett would make it work because I did really like them together. But just from watching this season, it was clear that there was always going to be trust issues between them. They were not going to make it work. So they had to go their separate ways. She's been dating this guy. His name is Max Strong. Garrett had really nice things to say about him. You know, Garrett was like, he's a cool dude. We can hang out, which is nice because hopefully Kelsey and Garrett can be friends. And if they're in a social setting, you know, there's not going to be any problems between Max and Garrett. And Max is literally like a young Tiger King. I don't know what his deal is or his job is, but his Instagram is just him with large animals. Like every animal you can imagine, this guy he's got a picture with. Lots of tigers, lots of big cats. So he seems like he loves animals. And they're going strong, I guess. That's the two of them. Kelsey's got a new boyfriend. She seems very happy. She posted a whole slideshow of pictures of the two of them together on her Instagram. They're very cute. So I hope she's happy. She seems like she's in a good place now. So
yeah, I think that she's happy. It looks good from the outside. I mean, I'm happy, you know, I wanted her and Garrett to be together, but then I was like, you know what? This is just old news, old flame. Let's get over it. Find somebody else. And that's where she's at.
A sweetheart. So I just, you know, exactly. Like she's such a sweet girl. So just hope that she has a guy that treats her well. And hopefully that's Max.
Right.
And then go ahead.
I was going to say, and Juliet is with Sam, who we've seen was a part of the friend group. And then we saw a fight between Kelsey and Juliet happen where Kelsey questioned whether or not Juliet was with Sam for the right reasons, whether, you know, she was just with him for the money. Did she really have these feelings for him? Is she over Alex?
Right.
Juliet felt it was extremely disrespectful for Kelsey to be asking these questions, number one, to Sam, which I agree with. Yeah. I think her asking these questions to Sam, highly disrespectful. Yeah. Like, do not bring it to Sam. Juliet is your friend. You know, Sam has been in the group, but like, you live with Juliet. Like, that's your best girlfriend. Like, you stick by her side.
You got to talk to Juliet.
So I feel like if she, the things that she had said to Juliet, maybe they weren't crazy questions, but the way that it came out was crazy. If she had talked to her at another time, didn't talk to Sam about it, and it wasn't brought up because of this fight, and she just offhand asked Juliet, like, are you sure you're over Alex? Like, are you sure you're into him?
Yeah.
I think that's a totally different conversation. I think that totally makes sense. Like, you're just looking out for your friend, and you know her better than everyone else at that point. So you want to know that, you know, her feelings are true. It's the way that it went down that was just disrespectful.
Definitely. And look, let's be honest. The are you with Sam for his money question was definitely in everybody's mind. It's definitely
a valid question.
Everybody thought it. Obviously it sucks for Juliet to kind of have to defend herself with that, but I just think because of the track record of who she dated, it is something that people are going to be concerned about. She can obviously deny it and say that's not true, which is fair, and we'll believe her when she says that, but it definitely plays a factor. And look, I think Juliet and Sam are so cute. They seem like they're really in love. And I really liked Sam on the show. He wasn't anything crazy, but he was very sweet. He was very kind. I don't know how Juliet hasn't gotten him to fix his hair. I don't know how she has it. Like the bang, he's so cute, but those bangs, what's going on? What's going on with the bangs?
I feel like
somebody's got to fix those.
I feel like I never noticed.
Oh my god, you've never.
Oh yeah,
looked?
No, yes, those.
You
have
know,
to go.
They're like tiny little bangs that go across his forehead.
It looks like when
forehead.
You cut your bangs as a kid, and they just are all jacked up.
Correct. He Like, it's incredible how, because he has such a cute face and he's so tall and like fit and everything. If he, there was just like a little hair change, it would be like next level. How, but you know, maybe he loves his hair like that. I don't know. They are very much in love, which is great to see. I'm happy for Juliet. She's definitely, I think, obviously, besides, you know, quarantine and whatnot. But before that, I feel like she was living her best life with Sam, for sure.
Yeah, I feel that way too. And I'm happy for them. It seems like they're in a good relationship, way better than Alex. It's probably like she probably has never felt this way in her life because she was dealing with Alex for so long, who absolutely sucks. So I'm happy for them. What a crazy season. What a crazy reunion.
Oh, can we talk about JJ for a second?
Yes. Oh, JJ and Kara. Yeah.
Because I want to say they did mention JJ and Kara. And, you know, obviously he and Amanda broke up. But they showed the picture of the two of them together and that they were hanging out and they were on JJ's boat. And then JJ was saying Kara's ex-boyfriend was pissed that she was on JJ's boat. And then they made the connection that it was Garrett who's who Kara was talking about. So it comes full circle. And I just got to get something off my chest because JJ, not the best guy. Amanda worried that he was cheating, all these things. They had a very tough relationship, and I very much like Amanda. I think she's great. There's something about JJ that is just gets me. Like, I think JJ is very attractive.
I gotta hang up. I'm stopping recording.
I have a weird crush on JJ.
What?
I don't know why.
I mean, listen, I'm not going to make fun of you or blame you because everyone gets weird crushes on people that you can't really understand if you're not in that person's shoes. But no. I will say I've never thought about JJ in that way. I actually get the opposite reaction to JJ. I like get really turned off, but
super fair.
What? Fred, just had to get that off my chest. No, I'm really happy.
And I didn't really feel like it.
Tell us, but.
Yeah, until more this season, I don't know what it was because all we really saw this season was him and Amanda fighting so bad. But I don't know.
Just why do I have a feeling there's going to be?
That's all I have to say.
There's going to be a lot of people who agree with you. I
could see it. I mean, obviously, I have two friends that also watch CS Key that I talk to about the show, and so of my two-person focus group, the two of them did agree with me that there was, like, something kind of hot about JJ. So, I don't know.
I'm looking at his Instagram. I'm trying, but I can't. I don't know why.
If you don't feel it, it's okay. It's okay.
I don't feel it, but that's okay.
It's totally fine. I think that
Fran loves JJ.
I don't know what it
Fran
is.
Fran loves JJ. I'm going to start writing that in my notebook. Fran loves JJ.
Yep. Oh, man. But I don't know. And he looked really cute at the reunion. All right, I'm done talking about
it. Oh, shit. Okay. Keep going if you want to. I'm enjoying this.
Oh, no, I'm done.
All right. You got it off your chest, though? You feel good about it? Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. Well, I think that wraps up the reunion and finale for Siesta Key. I feel like we covered everything. And it'll be interesting to see if they have another season.
It will be interesting because they made it very, very clear Alex is gone and never coming back. So let's just cut him out. I'm confused. Do you think they'll do more?
I don't know. That's why I said we'll see.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if you had a thought. Because last night I was kind of leaning towards no, but I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it depends how many people watch the finale and reunion. I feel like they'll go based off that. If there's still a demand for it, then yeah. But I feel like a lot of people were pissed this season that they didn't air out Alex. Like, even though he's fucked up and he's a piece of shit, they should have aired him being a piece of shit, I feel like people felt. So
yeah. People did have that opinion for sure, so we'll see. If you're worried about dullness, redness, fine lines, acne, maybe you've been on the search for the right treatment for a long time. You've been just kind of buying the generic stuff that everybody uses and it hasn't worked for you. Well, maybe you need to try customizable skincare that is made for you. It's a prescription, personalized prescription skincare treatment from Rory. Rory is a digital health clinic for women. It's the sister brand of Roman. So like Roman, they make it simple to connect with a doctor online and see if this personalized prescription skincare treatment is right for you, all from the comfort of your home. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to go to the doctor. You know, appointments, nothing like that. You just go on your phone or computer, complete a free online consultation, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. And if appropriate, they'll prescribe a personalized skincare treatment plan that works just for you and your skin. With Rory, you don't ever have to go to the pharmacy. Your custom skincare is delivered right to you with free two-day shipping. What's also great about Rory is you can still talk to that doctor. You can follow up anytime if you need to make a change to your treatment or have any questions. They're with you every step of the way on your skincare journey. With Rory, there are no commitments and you can cancel anytime. So if you want to try this amazing skincare, go to hellorory.com/chicks to try out a 3-month supply of Nightly Defense for just $5. It's free to chat with a doctor and your first order is just $5. That's hellorory.com/chicks. Eligibility requirements and additional terms apply.
Love Island is back 7 nights a week, and we are pumped up about it. If you listened to the last episode, then you heard us talk to Ariel Vandenberg, the host of Love Island, and we were so excited for the show to start. And listen, I'm loving it. We're 2 episodes deep. The cast so far is okay. I mean, I'm enjoying it so far. I feel like obviously as the time goes on, more people will be added. There will be more fights and drama and more interesting things happening. As of right now, I don't love anybody. Like, there's nobody who I'm like, that's my favorite person on the show. No, nobody has that personality for me yet. Whereas on other lot, I think the thing is on Love Island UK, it's so easy to get a favorite personality. And then Love Island US last year and this year, like, same struggle.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if these, if they keep continuing to cast people that are just like not funny.
Yeah,
like, none of these people make me laugh.
Yes, that's the problem.
And I want someone that makes me laugh.
They are funny. None of these people have a funny personality or sense of humor.
Yeah,
like, don't you feel like in the UK seasons that everyone is funny? Like, they all have personality.
And it might just be because we're like more attract. Like, I think everybody is. We're all very biased towards the UK version because it is the superior version. But
by far,
yeah. I don't know if it's the accents or the. It's tough because, and I'm gonna say, like, I'm gonna use it. They're just like a little bit more cheeky on the UK. Like, there's just like, it's a little more playful. It's not as, sometimes it just feels really serious on the US. I will say I really like Moira. I think she seems very normal. She's a Jersey Shore gal. I hope that she doesn't get screwed over by James. I'm kind of afraid that could happen. Seems like James could maybe have a wandering eye. They're very cute together. She seems very cool, down to earth. So, but that sometimes that doesn't read well on reality TV, right? She's super, very normal. I hope she finds love. But then, like, when you compare, when you have that with a cast that is maybe really crazy or loud or whatever, it's hard. I will say that they're all beautiful people. Obviously, they're all very, very attractive, group. Carrington, he's got to go.
Yeah, you absolutely hate him. Yeah, I don't fuck with him either. I hate his name, and I know that's not his
everything
fault.
About him.
His parents named him, but his name sucks. Why is it not Harrington?
He's just,
why Carrington?
He's just a like. Seems like such a douche canoe. Like, I can't, everything about him I really don't like. As soon as immediately in his intro when he was like, I'm a 10 out of 10, I'm a 20 out of 10. I was like, oh God, I'm going to hate this guy so much.
I specifically hate the way he licked his lips when he first entered the villa. when he was standing there and he was looking around, like posing and licking his lips.
Yeah.
And
just
like, put your tongue back in your mouth, chill out, stand there like a normal person, and let's have a show.
Yeah, he's just way too aware of the cameras and like trying to be hot, I feel like, that I don't like at all, at all. Now, some interesting, I also love that, you know, these people are all around our age. Mm-hmm. So you get messages of people who kind of know him. There's already some good tea. I had a girl message me about Trey saying that she knows for a fact that he's been a cheater in the past. And he did kind of allude to like not being great in relationships before.
Yeah, I got that feeling.
That he actually has a girlfriend back at home right now already. And that, you know, he has that big OSU tattoo on his chest. You know, he says the OSU football player that he did not ever actually play, which is fine because I will say, you know, to even make the Ohio State football team, you have to be incredibly talented. But between that and then also some poor girl on TikTok made one of those videos where it's like, oh, you think you got it bad? Imagine watching Love Island and seeing your boyfriend who was just home, like telling you he loves you, like on the show. And she didn't say who, but she did say his name starts with a J. So
Jeremiah.
There's Jeremiah.
Mm.
I'm leaning towards Johnny because it looks like the girl's from Virginia.
Ooh.
Which I believe is where Johnny's from. So
scandalous. That is tough.
Situation for the boys right off the bat. Now, the thing is with like, that doesn't surprise me with Love Island. I feel like you could be hooking up with someone maybe not so serious at home, like right up until you leave for Love Island. I don't really know if that's as crazy.
Right, because Love Island is not The Bachelor in a sense where you're supposed to get engaged and married
you're not
at the end
engaged.
Of the show.
Yeah,
and that's why I don't take
And
the
there's a money prize.
Yeah, I don't take the relationship so seriously in Love Island. Like you said, I can't pronounce her name. I like her, but I cannot pronounce
Moira?
Her name. Moira?
Is Moira.
Moira?
Moira. Yep.
Moira.
Moira. Yep.
It's tough. It's tough because
she and her sister listen to this show. So Moira, if Moira's sister's listening to this show, hey.
Moira. Because then I'm thinking Myra, because sometimes it's pronounced Myra.
Uh-huh.
Whatever. Moira and James.
Yep.
You talk about how you like love them
like
as a couple
them.
And whatnot. Yep. To me, first two nights does not matter. Like you're in a couple
right.
and James
Anything
has a wandering eye. I don't blame him because I think it's
Anything
silly. I actually think it's silly to keep your options closed and not look at anybody else and not keep your options open for more people to come into the villa.
Because that's how you get in trouble.
Within the first week. Because
if
you're not keeping your options open, but then your partner secretly is, but is telling you he's not, then you're going to get upset. Meanwhile, you shouldn't even be getting upset because you should be doing the same thing because it is the first week. You know what I mean?
That's definitely the best way to play the game, for sure.
I feel
you
like
keep your options
you
open.
Cannot settle down with one person in the first week. That's just a no-go.
Yeah, which is actually kind of the opposite of what Mackenzie and Connor are doing. Connor was telling the guys, like, even if another girl comes in that I think is more attractive than Mackenzie, I probably won't be leaving Mackenzie. They seem pretty locked in. Mackenzie's already getting upset about their relationship. You know, she's already crying. So we'll see what happens between those two. I feel like that could potentially go up in flames.
Unless you have a conversation.
She's a Corinne Olympios doppelganger. They look very similar.
A little bit. Yeah, I could see that.
I think so.
Connor's
only had sex with three people.
Yes. I also think that if you have a conversation with somebody somehow with the mics off and you link up and you're like, listen, if we stick this out, we can win.
We can win.
If we put on a goddamn show and we get to the end, we could win. That is the only way that I would link up with somebody in the first week. If we had a mutual understanding, we are not here for love. We are here for the money, and we're going to pretend, and maybe we'll fall in love while pretending, but we're going to pretend and walk ourselves to the end and get that money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very possible. I would think that those conversations definitely happen. But I don't know. You definitely got to play the game. Like, Caitlin's out here kissing everybody, seeing who she likes. It's the way to go. And they've been in, there's been lockdown. We were saying these people are probably also horny. Probably
definitely.
You know, so there's going to be a lot of hookups. I'm hoping Justine finds somebody for her because I really like Justine. She seems very sweet. And then, I don't know, just Ariel doing her thing. She's great. I think she really is a great host of this show. And I'm excited to see what happens.
I feel the
same I just want everyone to have more fun.
Right. They need to loosen up a little bit. Maybe they're awkward because they haven't been around a lot of people. You know, we are living in a strange time, so that could be it also. And you did mention Justine. I'm going to be pissed if she doesn't find somebody. Like, I'm going to be really pissed. She, out of all the people I'm seeing, has the most personality. So I hope that she finds someone.
Agreed. Agreed. And we'll see what happens. It's going to be, obviously, it's hard to talk about the show like totally up to date. We'll probably be an episode behind when we do talk about it because it airs obviously every single night. So
yeah,
that
it's going to be
harder.
Yeah. We'll talk about it in
but we will be watching.
Talk about it every episode, but we will be watching and we will be mentioning as the season goes on.
Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne. Bitch, I'm Bella Thorne.
Another person joins OnlyFans, and she goes by the name of Bella Thorne. You know who she is, and you know that it has been a long time coming for her to hop on OnlyFans. It was only a matter of time before she gets on there, and she has made $2 million in 2 days, basically. It came out after the next day that she posted she was on OnlyFans. She made $1 million in 1 day. And I read that OnlyFans takes 20% and the 80% just goes to the person whose account it is, who's subscribing to you. That means Bella Thorne legit made $1 million because I don't think she would be saying she made $1 million if she didn't. And if she didn't make $1 million, she made close to it. So that's insane.
And OnlyFans did confirm that this happened. Like Page Six wrote, according to a rep for OnlyFans, The Bella Thorne is the first content creator on the platform to earn that much money in 24 hours. So it is crazy. So it says, reps told us that her rate is set at $20 a month for subscribers. And like you said, they receive 80% of their subscription revenue and tips from fans. Incredible. Just incredible. Why would she not?
And she's not even doing nudity. She's just posting pictures, sexy pictures that she could post on Instagram, but instead she's just posting them on OnlyFans and people are paying for it. She's not even getting naked.
$1 million.
That is so impressive. Like, I'm so hyped up for her. I think Bella Thorne is such a badass bitch. Like, the amount of money this woman has made from acting, modeling, now OnlyFans. She does it all. And it's so impressive to me because, listen, obviously there are a lot of influencers out there who join OnlyFans and you're like, yeah, good for you. Like, you did OnlyFans. You do what you want. You make that money, sis.
Yep. Yep.
I think it's so much more impressive because Bella Thorne is an actual actress and has done TV and movies. And the list never really ends for her on her endeavors. She has her own company. She makes her own weed. She just really does it all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true. It's really something. It's just $1 million in 1 day is hard to wrap my mind around. It's really quite impressive. And obviously, there has more celebrities, I think, heading to OnlyFans because it's just a great way to make more money. Page Six even said that Sonia from Real Housewives of New York has an OnlyFans. So people from all over are coming together to make OnlyFans because it is a easy way to make money And Bella Thorne is the clear example of that, because $1 million, and obviously you have to have a following. Bella Thorne has a massive, massive following. So there you go. $1 million, one day. A good day's work.
A good day's work for Bella Thorne.
Climb on by.
There's not too much to say about this, but we have to mention Gigi Hadid's pregnancy photo shoot that she posted on her Instagram. She looks absolutely stunning. There's no surprise that she would be a beautiful pregnant person, but these pictures just confirm it.
She looks like an angel. There's really no other way to put it. Just an absolute goddess. And she made as the caption, one of them, I have a growing an angel inside of me. And the other, so she posted three series on Instagram. She wrote growing an angel for the first one. The second one she wrote 7/26/20. Now, when I saw that, I was like, was the baby born on July 26th? Because that's my birthday. But then I realized that's just the date these were photographed. And it's just absolutely stunning. And the last one she wrote, cherishing this time, appreciate all the love and well wishes. We'll never forget creating these special images with my friends. And then she named all the people, Luigi, Gabrielle, Aaron Parsons makeup. Can't really pronounce all the names here, but she thanked all the people who helped her with the photo shoot. And like I said, just an absolute goddess. I'm really happy that she shared these photos with us. I felt like that was never going to happen. And rightfully so, it's her privacy, but she looks fantastic.
Ugh. I'm so excited for her. She and Zayn seem so excited. E posted an article where they had said that, you know, a source had told them that Zayn and Gigi are really excited. They've been loving this experience together. They left the farm in Pennsylvania to go back to New York City to get ready for the birth of the baby. They're in her apartment in New York, where they've, you know, built a nursery and everything like that. And obviously using Yolanda as a resource. So I'm very excited for them. There's really not, like I said, there's really not much more to say about it. It's going to be amazing. Yolanda is going to be such a great little grandmother. We've said it a million times, that baby will be so beautiful.
And so loved. So many great aunts and uncles.
I know. And that kind of, that when you say aunts breaks, I mean, when you say aunts, I'm so excited because so many great women surrounding them in their lives. When you say uncles, great uncles as well, but my thoughts automatically go to the rest of One Direction being like, oh, I wish they were all still close because then, cute.
Uncle
it's
Harry.
Uncles, but
yeah. Also The Weeknd and Bella. I wish like Uncle The Weeknd.
Yeah. Very true. But it'll still be a beautiful family. There's so many different connections there. And that baby, like you said, will be very, very loved.
Just a reminder that we put out brand new merch recently. We have a tie-dye set, Friday Energy on the hood. We also have a long sleeve. We also have a Friday Energy purple tie-dye sweatshirt, as well as a new beige / tan / I think the color is taupe. Maybe that's the color we go with.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. New. It's a Too Bad sweatshirt. It's Too Bad on the front and lime green in the back. It's super cool design with Friday Energy lightning bolt. It's so sick. So make sure you check all of that merch out. Plus, we have a cropped hoodie tie-dye. It's awesome, as well as the regular full-length tie-dye hoodie. So make sure you get all of your merch for the fall. Make sure you're comfy and cozy with all of our Chicks in the Office merch at the Barstool store, store.barstoolsports.com. Go to the Chicks in the Office collection, and you can shop it all there.
An update in the Britney Spears conservatorship case. Jamie Lynn Spears has now been selected as a trustee for her multi-million-dollar estate. She's already named a trustee for her multi-million-dollar estate 2 years ago. This is according to the Los Angeles Times. She's now seeking more control over the performer's fortune because obviously there's been a very clear struggle of who gets the power, which we have been following very closely. Jamie Lynn Spears, in a court filing last week, revealed that she was the trustee of the estate and asked that all the assets of the SJB Revocable Trust be moved into one or more accounts with Fidelity Brokerage Services with her as the custodian. If approved, the move would put Britney Spears' financial assets into those accounts and require a judge's approval to remove them. The singer established a trust in 2004 to protect her children's future. A 2018 amendment said that upon her death, the trustee, Jamie Lynn Spears, would administer the family's assets for her children. Jamie Lynn Spears signed the document last week in Louisiana. Good things. I feel like this is a good... I feel like Jamie Lynn should be the person in charge of these things.
I agree with you 100%. I think that Jamie Lynn Spears is the way to go. Although the people on the internet and the Free Britney movement and all of this, the conspiracies that they come up with are insane. Yeah. I saw a conspiracy yesterday that popped up on my Instagram that they were mad that Jamie Lynn was named as trustee because they think that they're planning on killing Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn is going to take the money and give it to the family and not give it to who it's supposed to go. And I thought that was absolutely insane. Just because they named a trustee does not mean Britney Spears is going to die tomorrow or they're going to kill her. They have to do that because they just have to, like, for anybody. You know what I mean? Like, when you write a will, you write where your things will go. So it's not the same, but it kind of is in that sense where, like, they need to name somebody in charge of Britney Spears' riches. And Jamie Lynn is the safest option.
For sure. If it's got to be someone, Jamie Lynn, like you said, I think is the safest option as well. And then the Los Angeles Times also wrote, the filing doesn't explain what role it could play in the ongoing battle over the singer's protracted conservatorship case, known in other states as illegal guardianship. That conservatorship was extended to 2021, even after the singer's attorney told the court this month that she is strongly opposed to her father remaining the sole conservator of her personal and financial well-being. According to the LA County Superior Court records, Jamie Spears, James, her father, has had broad authority over his daughter's life since her breakdown in 2008 and requested the reappointment of attorney Andrew M. Wall as a co-conservator of the singer's person and estate. Jamie Spears has submitted additional documentation to continue the conservatorship, including checking a box saying that his 38-year-old daughter is substantially unable to manage his or her financial resources or to resist fraud or undue influence. So obviously we know that we know that Britney does not want her father to have this much of a role anymore. She requested that like we had said this last episode, she had requested that Jodie Montgomery have that role instead. But like it's very interesting because these things I don't think have direct correlation with each other. Jamie Lynn Spears being named the trustee controls that money in that account, but still does not have anything to do with the conservatorship because that is still separate and that is what Britney does not want her dad to be involved in.
Did you see the video of Britney Spears on her Instagram where she said she was going to answer questions from people and she was going to answer the most asked questions and proceeded to say that the most asked question that she gets is what her favorite holiday is? I was floored. I was absolutely floored. Noah, you have to play the clip.
So I'm here today to answer all of your questions in the comments. And the first main question that you guys ask me is what's my favorite holiday? My favorite holiday is probably Halloween just because I love getting dressed up. I love the candy and I love scaring people. My favorite subject in school was history. My favorite designer is Tom Ford. My favorite restaurant is Mastro's, just because I love a steak and baked potatoes. And my favorite book, very good question, is probably A Good Woman by Danielle Steele.
As much as people want to say, it goes either way. Some people will say she's fine and she knows what she's doing. And we talked to Jamie Lynn and it seemed like she was saying that Britney is aware of what she's doing. And then you have the other people in the Free Britney movement that are like, Britney is being held hostage basically and needs to be helped out.
Yep.
That video kind of sealed the deal for me that Britney is not in a great place, because that is not the most asked question she gets. That is just not it.
No, like, of course
what
not.
Your but favorite not holiday gonna, is, like, in the middle of the summer.
Yeah. She's not going to talk about anything else. She tries to keep her Instagram so light and fun. And I think she just kind of lives in La La Land a little bit.
Why even post that video?
It almost seems like she's, like, trolling everyone. Just like, I'm going to answer all your burning questions. And then it's just like, all ridiculous questions.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. It was true. I saw a TikTok from a woman who had me in tears laughing. She duetted the video and she was like, no, that's not what we're asking you. We want to know if you're okay. And that is exactly how I felt watching that video.
Yeah. Britney's Instagram confuses a lot of people, the both of us being two of them. There's sometimes it's so clear she's just having fun and dancing and having a good time, and there's some that are just kind of like blink
there's
twice
something
if you're okay.
Up.
Yeah.
There's something up. I'm sorry, that video just sealed the deal. I listen, obviously the other videos are highly questionable as well, but the burning questions and what's my favorite holiday?
Yeah.
It's just, I'm not buying it.
I hope she is in a good place and I hope she's happy. I think she's not totally all there.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say that in like the nicest way possible, but I just think she's gone through so much and it's fucked her up so much that there are still some post-traumatic problems, you know?
Right. There are some questions that need to be answered, and it's not
and it's
what
not
favorite
what's
holiday
your
is.
Favorite holiday. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That wraps up today's episode of Chicks in the Office. Another reminder that we have brand new merch live in the store. Go to store.barstoolsports.com. Noah will put the link in the description if you want to just head there. Click the link, Friday Energy Collection. You can shop it all. We got the tie-dye set. We got a new Too Bad sweatshirt. We got a long sleeve. And then we have a Friday Energy sweatshirt, purple tie-dye. Absolutely love it all. So go shop that. And we hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Did you ever
Now let's produce some thrillers. My chocolate with your vanilla.
The sun will come out.